Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, on the line is Radio.com Sports NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. Brian has a new podcast out right now on Radio.com. It's called Big Time Basketball. Be sure you check it out. Again, Radio.com, Radio.com app. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well. It is a very interesting topic that you brought up about the playoffs, and it's really hard now to decide that. And I will say, with the trove of assets, you never know if New Orleans, like you guys just mentioned, it's about winning and they want to create a super buzz. You never know if David Griffin would try to move one of those assets to get like a stud type of player.
Okay, so that's interesting, Brian, because I've been on the air for weeks now saying don't do that. We saw this with Dell Demps, the desire to win now, mortgaging the championship future possibly with Anthony Davis. What would you do here? If Scalabrine is in charge of this franchise, who are you targeting in free agency? What are you doing with these young assets?
Yeah, so I wouldn't do the free agent thing. What I'd be really interested in is adding guys on rookie scale deals. So, like, I'm a huge Lonzo Ball fan. I'm lukewarm on Ingram. I think there's value in Ball. Like, for instance, when you're moving forward, I never look at, that guy's really good and he's a $30 million player, $25 million player. I think Lonzo Ball will be one of these guys that you'll end up inking to a decent deal, a $12 million deal, and he'll have value. So when I look at other teams out there, it is really interesting if you can. And right now, the guy who you'll try to get won't be the guy that you would think is available. It'll be a team that had high expectations, and next thing you know, like, the expectations go sideways, and they're looking to rebuild, and then you can pry. Well, maybe it's an all-star, or maybe it's a guy that's, like I said, on his rookie deal, and they're packaging, some type of big contract to get rid of him. I'm going to throw a name out there. Like, you see how Brooklyn did it with D'Angelo Russell. They had to take on the Mozgov deal, and they got a pretty good asset in D'Angelo Russell. So something along that line, not necessarily giving up the Lakers' 2025 pick.
Now, Brian, when I look at, obviously, the fan base, they'll ask me and they'll say, well, we got to get more shooters. I want you to comment on that as far as who the Pelicans maybe can land, that when you spread in the court and you want those shooters. But when you're looking at the five position, because we don't want Zion to be in that position to have to play that role. And they drafted Jackson Hayes out of Texas. A lot of potential there, a rim protector, could do the pick and roll and all that. But what is your take on Jahlil Okafor? Because I look at Okafor and where he's at right now. In the 24 games he started, he averaged 14 points, 7.5 rebounds, and he's set to make only $1.7 million. So it's almost like redemption. It's like all of a sudden he's rising from the dead considering where he was at. So what is your take on Okafor? And maybe if he's not the answer, Brooks Lopez.
Oh, I don't know if I'd go after Brooke Lopez right now. I mean, I guess they could be interested in winning. I don't know if he would make that move from Milwaukee. But as far as Okafor, that's good value. 1.7 for a guy who can come off the bench and he can get you buckets. And I would think the biggest knock on him has been always defensively, but the league is changing a little bit. It's been tough. The speed of the game has been tough for him, but for a backup center. Now, I know you said you wouldn't want Zion to play the five spot, but would you be opposed to Zion playing the backup five? It was kind of similar to the way that Draymond Green plays the five spot for New Orleans.
He's right.
Almost like a point forward. I think that would be.
Well, I think, but Brian, I think it'd be more long term, not short term. You want him to focus on maybe that power forward and all that realm. No, once he matures an NBA player, yes. I think Draymond Green, it's a great analysis as far as, and more basketball than me, but I don't want to put too much on his plate.
Oh, he can be a Draymond Green. His skill set, what makes Zion special is his unselfishness. And he's I mean, him having R.J. Barrett on his team and him having a great relationship with R.J. Barrett. If you guys watch R.J. Barrett play, he shot the ball every time he touched it. And Zion Williamson was super effective. Typically, when you have a kid that's super effective and he has another guy that's taking all kinds of bad shots, that kid's going to have, I don't know if it's animosity, but it's going to be like, hey, man, what are you doing? We need to get the ball. We need to move it. Zion's had a great sort of way about him through this whole process of playing at Duke, and he blew out his shoe and everyone's telling him to sit out, but he wants to be there for his guys. He seems like a team first guy. So I think he's Draymond Green with LeBron James's athleticism. And I think he's a matchup nightmare for a backup center if he goes out there and you guys run offense through him and use him as like a conduit out there. So I'm really excited about him starting at the four, you know, getting early subbed and then coming back with the second unit and being sort of like this point center like we see Draymond Green.
Yeah, you're getting me excited about that. One more quick question. We've got only about 45 seconds left here, but what do you think happens with Kevin Durant? Do you think he actually opts into this contract? Where do you think he goes?
No, I think there's two questions. It's going to be, I think, Brooklyn, or he could go back to Golden State. But if he went back to Golden State, don't count it out that on January 15th, him getting traded. It could be a win-win for both teams. Could be a win-win for Durant and a win for the Golden State Warriors to get a couple players. They won't get like-kind exchange on this one, but it'd be really interesting if they sign him and they end up moving him in January.
Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com basketball insider. Be sure you follow him on Twitter, @Scalabrine. Short and sweet today, Brian. Really appreciate it.
You got it, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, that was Radio.com sports NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. Make sure you check out his new podcast out now at Radio.com, Radio.com app, Big Time Basketball. Again, Radio.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.